it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CADcast episode number 370. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who has not been married for 10 years, Wombat.
I will be soon.
And a man who has been married for more than 10 years, Shipwreck.
Yes, I have.
And a man who is married for 10 years today, me.
Nice job.
Thank you. We did it.
You should be proud.
I am, I don't know. We're going to an onsen. I'm looking forward to going to an onsen tonight. With just me and Mrs. Chibi.
You gonna get it onsen?
That's pretty funny. You know what Ty said to me when we were at dinner last night? He's like,
what?
He's like, guys, I have a good idea for when you're at the onsen. You should kiss while you're in the onsen. I said, that's a good idea, Ty. I think I'm going to take your advice. He was really excited about that, that he had good advice.
Yeah. It sounds like
quite
a plan.
The ladies, man.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And also, we're going on an anniversary trip later in the summer, and we're going to Vegas for the first time, just me and Mrs. Chibi. So I was wondering if any of our listeners had any Vegas show suggestions. You guys haven't been there, have you?
I have not.
Nope.
No, and me neither. So I don't know. I thought Penn and Teller, maybe. I like Penn and Teller.
They've got that Pinball Hall of Fame there. I know that.
They do?
Yeah, the Pinball Hall of Fame is in.
You could also do. They still have that roller coaster on top of a building.
You could
ride that.
Right.
You can go see the Pawn Stars guys.
Right.
You can buy a $15 bottle of vodka for $3,000 at a club.
We're gonna go see Diplo, Wombat. I thought you'd be excited by that.
Are those like the large Legos for little kids?
No, that's Duplo. This is a DJ that makes too much money for your liking.
Does he put everything on a USB stick and just sit back when he's?
I think he runs around a lot.
And that's called a concert?
I think he runs around a lot as well.
Yeah, does he throw like glow sticks into the crowd? Because I'm assuming he has to do something.
Probably.
Shoot hot dogs out of a cannon.
That you would love that, so don't even make fun of that. You would be there in a minute if you heard. It didn't even matter what kind of music it was. You would be there if you heard hot dogs were coming out of a cannon.
I don't eat hot dogs anymore.
If they came out of a cannon at your face, you would definitely.
If it came out of a cannon, I might break my rules.
Right. What could you do? I mean,
yeah.
Can't really.
I mean,
move out
if
of
someone
the way.
Shoots a hot dog at you, you eat it. Yeah. I think those are the rules.
Exactly. So if anybody has any good Vegas show ideas, let me know in the show feedback or on Twitter.
Salon Dijon.
Who? No. Yes is going to be playing there, by the way.
Really?
So here's some of the options. Yes, a night with Yes.
That might be a bit roundabout, but sure.
Which was, I checked the prices too, and that was pretty reasonable at $65 or something like that, a ticket. Then there's a night with Al Pacino. So it's Al Pacino on a stage, and he talks about his career, and he shows movie clips of himself.
It's so weird.
And acts.
You know what? When I was in college, I went to an evening with Gregory Peck. And it's pretty much the same idea. And it actually was one of the best things I've ever seen.
See,
I don't know how Al Pacino's is, but I'm assuming it sounds like the same type of thing.
The reviews seem to be good.
Yeah.
How much do you think Al Pacino gets for a ticket? And I'm not talking about front row ticket.
I think $150.
$250.
Wow.
I think, unless I read it wrong, I'm pretty sure.
Hoo-ah.
So there was that, but it's Al Pacino. Right.
When I did The Devil's Advocate, I said, no, I need two topless women behind me. One wasn't enough. Smash it.
Right.
I'd like it if he did the whole thing like it was a flashback episode.
But apparently...
Does he pretend to be locked in a freezer? Hoo-ah! The door to this freezer is broken!
Remember that one time? I can't even think to do it, Al Pacino, but... You know.
I remember.
That's what he does,
when
though.
I did Dog Day Afternoon.
But apparently he acts. He'll act out his characters and stuff. He does everything. He does exactly what you want him to do, apparently.
That's super weird, though.
He'll sign your shit, I think. What, does he need the money that badly?
Probably not. But it's probably easy money and easier than making a movie.
I guess. It's one night only, and it happens to be the night that we're there. One night.
Oh, there you go.
That makes it less weird.
Right.
It does make it less weird. And
every week, just giving the
same.
He's
traveling around every week, going to different places doing that.
That's fine.
So
I saw Gregory Peck came to my school. He did it at the University of Pittsburgh.
I would much rather see Al Pacino than Gregory Peck. I mean,
well, it was pretty cool. It was a really interesting, you know,
Al Pacino,
some amazing movies.
Adam Sandler came to my school.
Oh God. Yeah.
Well, you know,
Al Pacino hasn't made a good movie in a long time either. Probably.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Anyway, so it's either that or Penn and Teller. So for the Penn and Teller show, I looked today and there was front row tickets available for that. And it wasn't even that expensive. It was cheaper than Al Pacino. So I don't know what to do. So let me know. What else we got? So here is some of the best show feedback in the history of the CADcast. I hope I'm not overselling it, but I thought it was
pretty darn good.
It's pretty good.
It's from Fuck You 1977. Charting the Wombat Concussion Sympathy Index. After painstaking measurements by some of the best science minds on CAG, we can conclusively state that the Wombat Concussion Sympathy Index, or WCSI, has a maximum of 2 shows and 25 days following an incident. Evidence. CAGcast number 367, recorded days after the accident. This podcast contained 12 inarguably awful jokes by Wombat.
It says 14 right there.
14.
Oh, 14. What did I say?
12.
Well, what can you do? Everyone received a hearty laugh by the co-host, and two even received follow-up prompts. CAGcast number 368. Recorded some 8 to 10 days and 1 show after the incident. Out of the 8 incredibly horrible and predictable jokes Wombat made, all 8 received marginal laughs and 1 received a follow-up prompt. Consistency remained full, even though intensity of humoring chuckles clearly declined.
There's a lot of research going on here. I don't think people realize.
CADcast number 369. Wombat's health and stamina were soundly mocked in audio boos, and at least 2 of Wombat's cringeworthy remarks were met with Cheapy's customary and dismissive.
Right.
That's your cue.
I said it.
Okay. A phrase in annotation which had been absent in the month prior. At no time in number 369's podcast did Wombat's co-host entertain any of his inane non sequiturs and spoke over them on 2 clear occasions. We can now put the WCSI firmly at 2 episodes, possibly a 3rd without conference travel or personal contact during the period following the concussion. Please don't ever change, Wombat. We all love you.
Shipwreck, you're a scientist. How is his scientific theory?
It seems pretty sound. I mean, we would have to test it again where we didn't have physical personal contact.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
So whenever you're available, Wombat.
I can have my wife hit me with something. Yeah. I think she'd love to hit me with something. So.
Yeah. Nice job. Fuck you. 1977.
Yeah. Fuck you.
All right. How about some new releases?
Sure. There's a lot of games this week. I've been playing Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark. And that's the first of these Transformer games not developed by High Moon.
Oh, great. You know what I was hoping you were going to say? That this game was made by a completely new developer. The next best thing you could say is that it doesn't have any of the Generation 1 Transformers in it.
It is a conglomeration that puts all the War of Cybertron stuff. It's a prequel to War of Cybertron, and it also has stuff from the latest movie put into one game.
Right. Fuck that. Fuck you.
The best part about it, if you play these Transformer games, it's the same thing as always. You're circle strafing and shooting guys. And my biggest complaint about these is everybody in the game but you can use cover, both on your side and the enemies.
Right.
But the comprehensive storytelling in this one is something to be marveled at. There's a level, like the second and third level kind of link together because it does the whole Autobot versus, and then you switch over to play the Decepticon type of thing.
Right.
So you're playing as the Decepticons in the second level. And you're on Cybertron. This is back in the past. You're going your Starscream, your Soundwave, and your Shockwave. And you're going to get the Dark Spark, which is the inverse of the Matrix of Leadership.
Oh.
Which,
we've never heard of until right now.
Right. To me, the opposite of the Matrix of Leadership would mean you're just, nobody listens to you. You're just a really terrible leader. But apparently it means you're all powerful.
You're not just a schmuck. You're all powerful.
Right. So they're going after this to bring it back to Megatron, of course. And they're fighting through like all of these like ancient traps and everything, like these turrets are shooting at them and everything. Just this one long stream to get to where this Dark Spark's at. And then they get there and somehow the two Autobots, Sideswipe and Hound, maybe? I don't know. Two of the Autobots. They've somehow followed them, but got to this room before the Decepticons did. Even though it was just like down this long hallway.
Right. They beat them there.
They beat them there. And so they get it. And then the next level, you're playing as the two Autobots. And you get to the end of the level. You meet up with Optimus Prime. And your getaway plan is to summon a train. And you get on, or you start to go towards the train, but then you miss the train. And so you have to wait for the next train. And this whole time,
it's not Astro Train.
What?
It's not Astro Train coming.
No, it's just a train.
Just like public transportation.
It's just a public transportation.
There's public transportation that they're looking to use for their getaway.
Right. It's not like they could just turn into vehicles and leave.
No, not at all. Like just go down the train tracks. So then Starscream comes up and they're fighting him, and they still decide it's a good idea to try to outrun Starscream in a train.
Right.
An above ground train. You're going to outrun a jet, but it's not even that logical because you don't outrun the jet. Somehow Shockwave has put mines on the tracks, even though they didn't know that there were going to be Autobots.
He's at mined this the
location.
Tracks.
He mined the tracks to begin with, and he blows up the tracks. And that's where I'm at in the game right now. So
who's the developer on this one?
It's the same guys who make Loadout. They're also the same guys who made the Incredible Hulk game that Wombat did not like at all. The one based upon the movie.
The first one where he switches back and forth, that one.
Oh, that one. Wow.
That one was pretty shitty.
With the stealth sequences as Bruce Banner?
Yeah, stealth modes.
Or David Banner, or whatever.
That was not the game we wanted.
Edge of Reality is the developer.
God. But, I can't believe
plays enough like the other games, so
right, they had a good framework.
Yeah, it's very easy to pick apart.
Why can't they just make there's no market for a Generation 1 Transformers game. I guess there's just it's better just to use the shitty movie versions. I guess because they're getting all the free marketing.
Well, this is a combination of the shitty movie versions and the space versions of the characters.
But I don't like this. I don't want the space versions. I want the, you know, the truck versions.
You can play with them. You can unlock them in multiplayer.
Right. I don't want that. And the fact that that game is not coming is really disappointing. It's just, that's, is this the last, it's just such a mess.
It'll show up in the top 10 of NPDs for this month. So what are you going to do?
Right. Just make a good one.
They don't have to.
But is it that hard? Just even make DLC. Like fucking, you know, they can't make DLC for Generation 1. $10, you get all the Generation 1 characters.
I mean, that's the way we thought this was going, right? We thought they were going to make their War of Cybertron, the Fall of Cybertron, and then the next one was going to be Generation 1.
Story-wise, that's what makes it made perfect sense.
Right.
In the timeline. I was just waiting it out. It was all for nothing. Damn. All right, what else? So that was Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark. Is that the name of the movie, too?
No.
No? Is it something else?
Something with the Dark Extinction? Spark? Age of Extinction
is
the movie?
That makes sense, because it has dinosaurs in it.
Right.
Right. It's pretty amazing how, like, I was obviously a huge Transformers fan when I was younger, and now they cannot shove this shit down my throat. they would have to shove it down my throat to get me to digest it. The movies and the games, like, it's weird how they can't get my money. It's right there for them. You'd think it would be theirs for the taking, but no.
No.
I did buy that Boss Transformer shirt for Ty at Target, which was a big success.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm happy about that.
We're happy for you.
What else, Ship, do we have?
Did any of us play Valiant Hearts, The Great War?
I was going to buy it tomorrow because we're recording a show tonight.
How do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be very good. It looks kind of cool, and I have enough credit on the Xbox One where I don't have to put out any more dollars. So I'm like, I'll give that a shot. I'll give it a whirl for credit.
This is that, I don't know, that... What's that art style called? It's a cartoon style, but...
Yeah, like an animated style.
Yeah, about the dog in the World War One. They showed a lot of it at E3.
I would... Yep. Yeah, it's not out on PC in Asia yet, I guess, because I looked for it on Steam and I didn't see it.
So get it on a console.
Yep, I could do that.
I doubt it's going to look significantly different on the console over the PC.
Yep. Sometimes.
It's not Skyrim.
We're going to be talking about that later. So what else we have? So that's getting good reviews, right? Valiant Hearts?
Yeah, it's getting pretty decent reviews.
It's like an adventure, sort of an adventure slash...
World War One. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not an action game.
Side-scrolling...
Something.
Something, something.
Conglomerate. It has a lot of historical facts in it, too.
It does have a lot of
intrusive historical.
Intrusive historical facts. I love that.
Wombat pointed out that was the negative in the IGN review, is that it had intrusive historical facts. Well, maybe they are intrusive. Maybe they pop up on the screen and say shit you don't care about.
Yeah, like, you know, and during World, more people died during World War One than any other something something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've also been playing Blue Estate on PS4.
How is that? Because I watched the trailer and that game actually looks pretty funky.
Blue Estate's it's based off either a comic series or graphic novel. I think it's a comic series. It's like a modern day crime, like kind of noir type of thing. But the game itself is like an on rails light gun shooter, but you're playing it with the DualShock 4. It's kind of weird because it's all based upon like the six axis or whatever's in there now, the motion controls.
Okay.
So you have to kind of like move that around and then shoot the guys. I don't know. It's pretty vulgar. I kind of like it.
Interesting. Is this a Japanese made game?
Focus Interactive publishes it. I'm not sure who the developer on it was.
Is the blue in Blue Estate because it's risque?
Yes. Like it's on the loading screen. There's a stripper twirling around a pole. The first mission is you break into a strip club and have to rescue your stripper.
Are there any strong female characters in the game?
She looks pretty strong.
Well, you have to be strong to twirl on a pole.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you try.
I know that's true.
I don't think this is really like, yeah, helping the stereotype of women in games, this game. This isn't what you're looking for, if that's what you want.
Right.
But it's fun. At the end of each level, which are pretty long levels, it took me like 24 minutes to get through the first level, which is really long for a light gun game. And like at the end of each level, you get all these stars based on different things, and I did not realize it when I was playing, but I got rated on both headshots and nut shots in two separate categories.
Nut shots. Nice.
Yeah.
Classy.
Which it comes up on the screen and says nut shot when you hit somebody in the nuts.
Of course.
It doesn't says say nut it. Shot. It doesn't say testicle shot or ball shot. It's nut shot.
Nut shot is what it's going for. And it has the little swipey pad too. There's swipey pad stuff in it. Like that's how you do like melee attacks and open doors and stuff. Really, really strange control scheme for this type of game. And it's coming out, I think, for Xbox One Kinect as well.
Oh, well, that's
at
not
some
work
point.
Well.
Yeah.
Obviously. All right, so that's Blue Estate, and that's $20 or $16 if you have PS Plus. Which I do. What? Anybody play RBI Baseball? Because that's out this week.
I tried it when it came out for the last gen consoles, and it was not very good. So okay. I can't imagine
that it got
this
better.
Gotta be better.
What else? I saw Grid Autosport came out, but I can't bring myself to pull the trigger on that one. I didn't really play the last Grid game that I bought, so I will wait.
And it's now, is it only, is it on PC or is it?
It's PC also.
Okay.
It's
okay.
On everything. It's on last gen and PC.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, ugh, last gen. Blech. Blech. I'm such a snob.
But no, I don't know. I'd rather just wait for Forza Horizon 2 and Drive Club, I think.
What about Shovel Knight? Are you any interest in Shovel Knight?
No.
I have interest in that.
Shipwreck.
I figured.
Yeah.
Department.
I wonder how it is on the 3DS.
That was kind of where I was leaning towards on that one.
As I'm staring at my 3DS and seeing that it's on there, I'm like,
it should work well on there, do you think? It's like an NES-styled RPG or action RPG?
So I think it's more action. Yeah, okay. Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I just saw a screenshot of it, and I said, that game's for Shipwreck.
It's got a knight who uses a shovel.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try it yet, but I'm thinking I'm going to buy it.
I'll let you try it, and you can tell me if I want it or not.
What about MotoGP 14 for the PC, Chibi? Did you try
that? No, I don't know anything about motorcycles. That's the motorcycle game. That's the one. I saw they have day one DLC. If somebody gave me a free code, I would check it out. But I'm not spending $40.
That game was really fun on the original Xbox.
Yeah, it must look pretty good on PC, I would imagine. I would check the reviews. But I also see Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare is coming out this week on PC. People should give it a try. I mean, I still play the Xbox One version all the time. It's great.
And this is Shipwreck and I played some of the local co-op on that this past week.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good, right?
It is. It's kind of disappointing that the second player doesn't get to earn any coins or anything.
Right, that's
so
weak. Fix that shit.
Anything else? Stingy with the coins. I mean,
I know it's so lame. Anything else this week?
Probably, but
Wii Sports Club. What's that? Is that the online Wii Sports?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody cares. All right, that's it. I think for new releases.
Oh, Another World came out for like a bunch of ID and Xbox games came out.
Oh, which one?
Another World. The 25th anniversary edition or whatever, 20th anniversary edition. Huh. And I guess RBI Baseball was one of those ID at Xbox is just awful. Like, the idea is great. Like, I like that they're getting their indie games and everything.
Name is terrible.
They need to rebrand that thing so bad.
Yeah, it sounds like a coding language or something. Yeah, bring back Xbox Arcade. Everybody knew what that was, right? I mean, they're games you download. How about Xbox Download? Oh, now everybody's Xbox is downloading shit. All right. Let's some CAG news and shopping stuff. The Steam sale is going strong.
Yes.
I know why.
Did you buy stuff?
I only bought Skyrim. And that's
okay.
It.
And I bought that as well.
Did you try it yet?
No.
So what you got to do.
I've been buying stuff.
Right, you're too busy buying. What you got to do is you go onto the Steam Workshop and you install all the mods that make it look better. So they have all texture mods and all kinds of shit that makes the sky look better, makes the rock geometry look better. I mean, everything you can think of. It makes the water look better, the snow look better, everything.
Can I make it look like Super Mario Brothers World 1-1?
Probably. There's probably a way to do that.
I'm sure that mod exists.
But it's very easy. You just click on the shit on Steam and it automatically installs it and you're good to go. It could not be easier. And it does change the game. I think using a mouse and keyboard really changes the game more because that game never really controlled well with a controller. I don't know if it's because you thought like when you're doing spells and stuff, like it was easy to aim.
I had no problem with that game.
I never had a problem.
You felt like the aiming was on par with, let's say, a Call of Duty game or any top tier first person.
I played as an archer, so I had no issues whatsoever.
Oh, really? I don't know. Maybe it's the frame rate. the low frame rate.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know. But anyway, it's like a whole new game, basically, if you download all these mods and shit. It's pretty cool. I've been playing a lot of it. And my guy sucks. Why does my mage suck? He's level 31. He should be fucking destroying everybody, but I can't even kill a dragon. Why? Wombat. Is anybody there?
Yeah.
Oh, where's Wombat? You're just
listening to your troubles. I don't know.
Wombat's supposed to have all these tips for me, and now he's got disconnected or something.
Did you lower the difficulty?
I was playing on like Adept already, which I think is pretty low.
I would lower it even more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just, or, you know, there's no penalty for changing your difficulty on the fly. So just lower it when you're up against the dragon to all the way down. Mm. And then when you kill the dragon, raise it back up again.
Good call.
Nice. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's your game. Play it the way that's the most fun for you to play. Not like some standards of, you know, worrying about what the internet might think.
It seemed weird because I was fighting these one guys and they were shooting me with bows and arrows and they were killing me like with two arrows. I was dead. But they were pretty good. They were like ghost archers or some shit. So they were pretty good.
Oh, you got Nightingale. Ghost archers.
Something?
Oh, yeah. Nightingales, sure.
Or some shit. I forget. So that's the only thing I bought in the Steam Summer Sale. I've been voting to get those cards, but that's it. But Shipwreck bought a lot of stuff.
It was all very cheap stuff, though. I bought Papers, Please, Magical Drop 5, Super Amazing Wagon Adventure, They Bleed Pixels, and the Can't Stop Laughing Bundle, which is Castle Crashers and Battle Block Theater, which I bought that just to try out since the CAG made our heads playable.
Oh, the heads. Game.
Yeah.
Is that in Steam Workshop? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried it yet.
You don't know how to make that happen?
Not yet.
All right. Well, thanks to the magic of family sharing, now I have those games as well.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Wombat, do you want to give us some quick GoDaddy coupon codes for all your web hosting and domain registration needs at GoDaddy.com?
It would be my genuine pleasure. Let's see, for $2.95 for one or transfer.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's what you wrote
I
down.
I should just start taking words out of these things just to make like, you
what
really
does that
suffer.
Mean? $2.99 for one
chicken.
.com for the first year of registration, not valid on renewals. $2.95 keg. Or new website builder plans for $1 a month for 12 months. WSB9.
Whip Smart
Banking. That expires really soon. That expires on 7/1. So this is the last show that you could use that one. And of course, new hosting offer, $1.99 economy hosting for 12 months with a free domain. Host off one. So those are some good offers. Get on it.
That's how I get rid of Wombat at the end of the show. I say host off one and it hangs up on him.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I say Xbox volume up.
Right. I still can't. I thought there was a way that you can fix that now where you can tell your thing how much volume that it means. I said that like a
I don't know. I downloaded an update for mine right before this show. So
I see. Something I haven't. It's not today. Very intuitive. Anyway, and then also there's one more coupon code, Wombat, right? Was that
yeah, you said to give the ones I like the best.
Don't like 32% off new orders?
No, 32% off new order purchases, 32 off one.
It's too good for you? Yeah. Too shitty?
It doesn't have the shine that the other ones have.
Okay. Let's move on to Sony, because a lot of people wrote in and wanted to know where we were buying Destiny and why. Matt Westcott wrote in and said, the Xbox is generally better for multiplayer shooters, but was exclusive content on PS4 enough to lure you over for Destiny? And Tonezors says, you guys pretty clearly said Destiny equals a PS4 purchase. If it looked and ran the same on Xbox One, would that change? So we already said we're all getting it for PS4.
I pre-ordered it already.
Is that the earliest that you've ever pre-ordered a game?
In my lifetime, probably not. But,
in the last 5 years.
Yeah, and the maybe. I'm like, I'll pre-order it now. I'll get in on the beta.
September?
Yeah, September.
And a downloadable pre-order.
Yeah. Well, you were the one who said it on the last episode.
That's what you got to do.
You recommended it, and yeah. I took your advice.
Yeah, that's good advice.
And now you're making fun of me for taking your advice.
Well, who's making fun of you? I'm just announcing it.
It's very nice of you. I think we lost Shipwreck, by the way.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh. I wasn't making fun of you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You got to go down. I'm going to do the same thing.
I think it's, you know, and it's cool. I've never pre-ordered something digitally before, ever. And it's cool on the PlayStation 4, it actually has a countdown clock on how many days until the game comes out. And I thought that was kind of neat. Here's what it does. At least this is what I gathered. It doesn't spend the money, but it puts the money in your wallet.
That's spending the money.
Yeah, well.
They have your money.
They have my money. They have my $60.
Right.
So, whatever.
Cool. Good.
I mean, I was going to buy the game anyway. I don't care. I'm just saying that's how it works. So,
right.
There you go. And I will get the exclusive content, and I'll get in the beta, and everyone will be happy. So now you guys have to get it on the PlayStation 4.
I changed my mind, actually. I think I'm going Xbox.
Yeah, you would say that.
Shipwreck and I agree that we're going to go Xbox on this one. Uh-huh. We forgot to tell you. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Wah, 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 wah. To answer the second guy's question, yeah, I mean, if it looked and ran the same on Xbox... See, the controller, I mean, I still prefer the Xbox One controller for shooters and driving games, I think, over PS4. But I thought the controller was fine when I played the beta.
I didn't have a problem. The alpha, you mean? Yeah, I had no problem playing the alpha. I think on a third-person shooter, this is a first-person shooter, so don't listen to me.
Blah.
But no, I had no issue. Like, it didn't jump out at me as I'm having trouble here. I think that the PlayStation 4 controller is excellent. It's so much better than the DualShock.
Yeah.
It's what about you, Ship? Yeah, I'm going to go with PS4 just because that's what it's developed on, and we all know that it's going to run better there.
Right. And you get all that free shit.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a lot, though. I remember during the press conference, it was like filled up the whole screen with free shit.
Yeah. All of those press conferences where they just started like talking about the exclusive content, like I just zoned out on all of that stuff. Because I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know.
Free stuff? Hey,
it's the helmet and a hand job package. I want to get that.
Exactly. Yeah. I need this exclusive mission. Like, what? What does that mean?
Well, this is good because a Keg has a question that ties right into this. Zondaro writes in and asks, do console-exclusive DLC content actually make a difference in sales? Don't you think for a really big game, that it makes a difference? Like a Grand Theft Auto? I mean, I'm talking about like top five.
I think it really comes down to the question is how many people currently own both consoles? Like, what's the market? Because the market would be people who have a decision to make, essentially.
And there's some Destiny
that market
bundle too.
Is that market large enough where it matters?
Isn't there a Destiny bundle for PS4?
Yeah, did I imagine it's the white PS4.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I think this game's going to be pretty fucking big. I mean, I don't think that's like a stretch to say that.
I'm just so desensitized to all of the exclusives because. In addition to the console exclusive, you get like the Target exclusive and the Walmart exclusive and the GameStop exclusive. And it's
this one, I think, only has a GameStop exclusive.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying when you're pre-ordering a game and you feel like you're still not getting everything you can get because it's just
not
possible.
Getting that red speeder bike because I pre-ordered it on the PlayStation 4, who apparently is giving me nothing extra. So I don't know.
Oh, wait, so it's better to get it somewhere else?
It might be. I mean, it might be if you want that other, if you want the red speeder bike, I guess.
Right.
But
I think I want
if you want everything, I would just buy it at every store and the digital copy.
Right. But it would be an insane person.
But I like your argument of I don't have to put a disc in my console. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to. I want to subscribe to your newsletter. So.
But I could stick that disc in there and it could stay in there forever. So it's not really a big deal to me.
It's the only game you're buying on the PlayStation 4 this year, so you know.
See, Amazon needs to sell the code. then we'd be good to go.
But it is kind of a loaded question, because there's part of me that, yes, I want the game on where it's going to look best in my house. And if it's going to look the best on a PlayStation 4, then I would probably pick that over exclusive content. But that's me. I mean, that's just my preference. And I know Cheapy's has similar ideals like me. He likes a game that he wants to play the game where it's going to look the best.
Of course. Of course.
So that actually is a big difference. And that's kind of what's giving the PlayStation 4 an edge on a lot of games lately. So
not
I
hats.
Bought Assassin's Creed.
It's not the not hats that are giving that edge.
It's not hats. It's how many pixels are in the hats. It's hat pixels.
Yeah. It's important for a game like this. I mean, first person shooter, you want the frame rate to be as good as it can be and to look as good as it can look. I mean, that's it's right up there.
Although you don't want to play for more than 5 hours because the controller will die.
I'm not going to be playing for more than 5 hours. And I have, thanks to the Pactor Party, I have that controller rack now.
Yeah, I have two controllers. Yeah.
It is a necessity. Absolutely. That's why I hate that. I always say it. I hate the built-in batteries on controllers. It relies on you having to have the forethought to charge the controller ahead of time or play with a cable, which I don't want to do. I don't want to do either of those things.
I thought you were playing with your cable before the show.
Right. I don't want to do it when I'm playing games.
Hmm.
What else we got here? While we're talking about Sony, let's hear the PS Plus freebies for July, Wombat.
Well, for the PlayStation 4, it's Towerfall and Strider. I have both those games. They're both pretty decent. Well, Towerfall is actually very good. I just haven't played enough of it. But that's free now, so everyone should go get it.
Towerfall is awesome.
Yeah, see, I know you like it a lot. I haven't played very much.
I hate Strider because Kinect is always loading up Strider when I'm saying something else.
That's really funny.
It's really annoying. And Ty just laughs because it makes me crazy.
Also on the PlayStation 3, we have Dead Space 3 and Vessel. I've never heard of Vessel, but
Vessel,
it's free.
I've talked about it on this show
several
times.
I know it.
Well, there you go. It's an optimized liquid simulation featuring flowing water, scalding lava, and steam.
It's a puzzle platform game.
Is it good for free?
It's great for free.
There you go.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Doki Doki Universe and Muramasa Rebirth are free on the Vita.
Wow.
Cool.
I don't even know what Doki Doki Universe is. I've seen it at like a couple different shows and things. I still don't know.
It's a kind of like a point and click adventure social type of thing, but it's like fake social because you're just interacting with the AI.
Right.
I don't know. It was weird. I played the demo of it.
Okay. Very good. I was right before we started the show, Wombat, we were talking about Xbox and we were talking about, I forgot what we were talking about, but I thought we could maybe discuss this right now. Do you think that the mess that was the Xbox One launch, I'm talking about all the marketing, the mixed messages during the marketing leading up to the launch and all the Kinect stuff and just everything that with the DRM, all that stuff was a bigger mess than with the Xbox 360's breaking with the red ring of death?
It's a really good question because as I think about it, I keep arguing myself on where I want to go. So I'm going to go with, I think the Xbox One's poor launch, poor messaging in the first year and slow buildup may be a bigger mess than the Red Ring fiasco.
Because the Red Ring fiasco, you can just—it's pretty easy. You just throw money at it. You're fixing boxes, right?
Pretty much, and it didn't hurt sales. They sold all the, you know, that thing was sold out for that first year, and it didn't hurt software in the sense that basically it became the console that people were buying their games on. People who, like us, we had both consoles. We were buying our games for the 360, despite the fact that I went through four of them.
Right. The chance that it might break in any moment
didn't stop me from buying games for it.
And it didn't
which
stop
is
people
insane
from buying the console.
When I say that out loud.
Right. It didn't really, like, because the message was out there that, okay, yeah, they're pieces of shit, but if it broke, you would get one, you know, it would be fixed.
They're going to replace it, and you could play the games. Play, you know, the controller's better, and you know, yes, it's a matter of opinion, but the games play better on the 360, and all this other, you know, the network's better, and whatever. On the One, on the other hand, right now, I mean, in May they sold what, 70,000 Xbox Ones. That's not a lot.
That's what they sold.
Yeah, but everybody knew the price drop was coming too. Like, knew it was going to be a dead month.
Yeah, I mean, June's going to be more interesting after post price drop to see if they could bounce back from that. But they do need to bounce back in a big way. And right now, I mean, the word is out there. We literally just talked about how games look better on the other console. Right. And I think this is all part of the mess of bad ideas. Do I think the Kinect, where it, you know, using the memory on the Kinect, hurting graphical capabilities on launch titles, which may or may not be the case anymore? Do I think that hurt them in the first year? It totally hurt them in the first year.
It's not the memory on Kinect. It's the processor.
Processing. Sorry.
And the memory issue is that it's, they're using a slower type of memory than what the PS4 is.
So it uses a slower memory and processing was split. So there are technical limitations that are a reality.
You can't throw money at it. It's not like...
You can throw money at a red ring. Oh, this is broken. Well, here's a new one. It works. This is amazing. There you go. Wow, this doesn't look as... The perception of view is not as good on this as it is on this.
You can throw money at advertising.
And that's pretty much it, but is that enough?
It's not enough. It might not be enough. You can't...
It's enough. They may not so-called win this generation, but
they'll hang in there fine.
They're going to be fine.
They'll be fine.
I'm not saying that they're going to go away or that it's going to be terrible or that the thing's going to bomb. I'm just saying there's a good chance it's going to be number two.
Yeah. So what do you think, Shift? Did you think it's, which is a bigger mess, the Xbox One or the Xbox 360 mess?
I think it's the Xbox One at this point. I mean, the 360 mess, even when it was happening, it was almost just like it was a joke.
There it goes. And it was almost like, you know when they say like no publicity is bad publicity? I mean, you would think that this would be the worst publicity, and especially like social media was plenty big at the time. But it didn't really matter.
It's so crazy. Like even when you say it out loud, it's like, why would I even continue to use that thing? What kind of a sadistic idiot was I? But we all were.
You were invested in it. You already had the games. You were invested in it. You already had the subscription to Xbox Live, most likely.
Well, the games were just coming so quickly, too. Like, there was just so much to play.
I still say that, you know, releasing Skyrim that March was the best thing that the Xbox did.
Oblivion, you mean?
Oblivion. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Skyrim? I knew what you meant.
Yeah, Oblivion. Having Oblivion out the first March of release, after there were two very important games on the Xbox 360 at launch. There was Call of Duty 2, which at the time blew our minds. I still, the first time I saw Call of Duty 2, I was like, I can't believe this is a game I can play in my house. And I think people forget that it just, it looked really good.
Well, and it was fast too. Like,
yeah. And you know, there weren't really, you know, console games like that at the time.
It met the definition of next gen.
Yes.
In your mind.
It was, exactly. So that was really important. And that was a launch title. And that got me through to till that and Geometry Wars. And was Uno out by then?
No.
Got me out. Hexic got me was. Through. Yeah, Hexic. You know what? It got me through to March, and then in March came out, and there was Oblivion. Oblivion pretty much got me until my first Red Ring, which by then the PlayStation 3 was out, and so was Oblivion. So, but it was a really important game because it was a game with legs. It was a game that you could play for an extended period of time, and I played more than once. I made a handful of characters. And the Xbox One, and really the PlayStation 4, they don't have those games yet, either console. PlayStation 4 is hanging on right now with, you know, a decent selection with the indie titles, and the Xbox One is really just starting to roll them out. It feels like this week the last 2 weeks, really. 60-second shooter we both bought. We all three of us bought last week. And I'm having a good time with that. But that's the kind of game that if it was out when the console launched, it would have been a lot more people would be talking about it. They'd be saying, oh, this is the spiritual successor to Geometry Wars. It's out at launch. It makes bad sense.
Timing. Very bad timing on that one.
You did play it then, GP, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
It's good.
It's fun. I didn't necessarily understand what I was doing, but
you need to keep playing until you get all the unlocks, which it just kind of naturally does.
Yeah.
And then once you get to that point, it'll kind of click what you're trying to do.
And then you'll be able to get, 400,000 points or higher.
It's all about going around and picking up the, particularly the multipliers, but all of the
power-ups. Yeah, you want to get the pluses and the circles. Those are the two best ones.
You basically want to fly around, get all of those, and then go to the next level. And you can even not shoot anybody, because then if you kill them on a higher level, it gives you more points.
Okay.
Yep. So, and that game is a lot of fun, but it is. That game would have been perfect for launch, because it would have been huge.
What's it called again? 60 seconds?
No. 60 second shooter. And it's a lot of fun. And if you have $5 in an Xbox One, I highly recommend it. But I think that's the problem, right now, is I don't think that there's that game out yet. Maybe it's Destiny, and maybe it's Destiny for both consoles, which would be great too.
But surely the Sony will benefit more from Destiny than Microsoft.
Yeah. I mean, as of right now, that seems to be the tide, at least the tide on this show, which is a pretty big deal.
If you're a moron.
I mean, it's a big deal in the sense that 2 years ago, if you were to say, oh, the next generation is going to come out and what may or may not be the biggest release of the year, all three of you are going to buy it on the Sony console, not the Microsoft console.
And it's made by Bungie.
And it's made by Bungie. And we probably would have laughed at our future selves. You stupid idiot.
Smack. How dare you? Taste the back of my hand for that idiotic comment.
Exactly. So yes, it is a big deal. It is crazy.
All right. So that was our... So yes, we would all agree that the Xbox One launch is a bigger mess than the Xbox 360 Red Ring fiasco. One day, some Microsoft executive or somebody in the know is going to write a book, and we will learn how many actual Xbox 360 consoles went through the system and got either replaced.
It was 100% of them.
But you need to hear the number. We need to hear the number. And one day we probably will. It's going to be a pretty good number. Sometimes people write in and they ask, what would it take to get me to buy a Wii U? And I figured out what the answer is finally. Because I was playing Mario Super Striker, or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Super Striker.
The GameCube game.
I have the emulator on PC. And with the World Cup and all, I thought it would be fun to play with Ty. I actually own the game somewhere. I don't know where it is. I bought it at Blockbuster for like $2. but anyway, that game is amazing. Have you played that game?
Yeah, sure. It was made by the same people who did Sega Soccer Slam, right?
Next Level. Next Level games. They also do NHL Hits, NHL Hits Pro, which are also awesome games. So if Next Level made a Mario hockey game, I would buy a Wii U. That's probably the only thing that they would get me to do. And they should do that, by the way. That would be amazing. Boy, that game is good. It's hard, too. Ty and I have a really hard time going through the cups, even on the pretty easy level. But just now we're finally getting into the zone. I wanted to ask you what you thought about this. I don't know if this is a new trend or what, but I saw a preview for this game, Elite Dangerous, which is out on PC. Do you know what that is, Wombat?
Nope.
It's a classic space game, like a space trading game where you have a spaceship and there's some combat and you do, trading from one planet to another. It's been around forever. They're making a new one, and I don't know if they did Kickstarter or what, but I saw a preview of the beta and it sounded really cool and I wanted to check it out to see how I could, if this was like an early access thing on Steam or what, so I could check out the beta. Guess how much it costs to get into the beta for this game, Wombat?
$60?
$150 to get
into... That's a bit ridiculous.
And you don't get, you know, you get the game, obviously. You get the full game when it's released and all the DLC when it comes out. But still, it's $150 to play the beta. That's crazy, right? Am I crazy or is that crazy?
That's crazy.
I mean, wouldn't they just be better off making it a reasonable price and getting more people to play it? Or are there just that many people out there who are willing to spend $150 to play a beta?
No, it's pretty crazy.
I don't know. I don't like that. How about some multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff, Wombat?
Sure thing. So,
you still looking at the computer?
Yes. Did Shipwreck? I was scrolling down.
Is Shipwreck still here?
I'm still here. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes. Who put this on there?
Which one? The Crytek thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the story with this ship? I've only read... Is Crytek... So, rumors Crytek has financial problems. They haven't paid their staff in a while. They say that they're fine. And that's the story, right? Am I missing any part of the story?
And that... they're not making Rise 2 anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what's been out there right now. I mean, there's been more and more people coming forward, I guess, that have said that it's true that they haven't been paid for a while. I don't know. It's difficult for a company like Crytek because they spend a lot of time and money making games. And if something like Crysis 3 comes out and isn't a huge hit,
that's a lot of money. That's a big
hole. Then you follow up with Rise, which was in development for a long time.
Right, which can't be profitable.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, I can't say that I've not looked at Crytek before and wondered how are they doing this. But I don't know. Like, and I don't think their engine is being licensed as much as what they potentially would need it to be.
Far Cry is the only thing I can think of.
Does Far Cry even still use it? I don't even remember.
I think it does. Isn't that why it's called Far Cry?
Well, it's called Far Cry because Crytek originally made the original Cry. Yeah. Far Cry.
Right. They had a lot of games they were showing, right? They were showing Homeland. They were showing that, what was that, Hunt? The Hunt or something?
Yeah, The Hunt. And then they had their MOBA game as well.
Oh, with the classic fairy tale characters?
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Hopefully everything's okay there, but...
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
I'd like to see a Rise, too.
Sure. Good luck. Better start making it. There's just not enough Xbox Ones out there to justify it, right?
Well,
they never even started development on it? They just...
Yeah.
I don't know. It was good. It had potential, that game.
It did have potential, but I don't think it really caught on in a way that, you know... Everyone knows what Halo is.
Yeah, the license isn't yet worth anything.
Yeah, I just don't... you know what I mean? But when Halo came out, it was... I feel like there hasn't been a game in a long time that's caught on in a zeitgeisty way, which I know I say the word zeitgeist too much on this show, but I like it. I think it's appropriate. And
it's
pretty
douchey.
I don't think it is a douchey word. I agree. It is a douchey word. But Rise didn't catch on in the zeitgeist the way it needed to.
Stop saying it. Just stop.
Zeitgeist. It didn't move on to the public consciousness. Is that better?
I don't... That sounds douchey, too.
Does that sound douchey? I'm trying to think of a way to say it that's not super douchey. But, I mean, do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? I mean, Rise, people who...
Rise was not
Xbox
a commercial
One,
success. Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it didn't even catch on in, like, to the non-gamers who were like, oh, yeah, I know what Rise is.
No, I feel like
non-gamers know what... I just turned on my Xbox by saying, I know what Rise is.
That's great. That made it happy.
Is it going to Strider?
No, it just went to TV.
Oh, great.
It's
Thanks,
Real
Xbox.
Housewives of something. Xbox, turn off. Yes. That's better.
You jerk.
Seriously, that was just weird. I just heard noise in the background. But anyway, I don't know if either console has that yet. But I feel like that's kind of what's been missing lately.
Once that Destiny ad campaign starts hitting, like in August, people are going to know Destiny.
You think so? I mean, I think that Titanfall came close to it, but I don't know how prevalent it was in in people's minds.
I don't think they spent $250 million marketing Titanfall. I think that's what they're spending marketing.
But they may have spent half Destiny. That, which is still ridiculous.
Maybe. I just saw this article, and I don't know if this is a real, like a troll article or not, but there's an article on Rock, Paper, Shotgun, and the headline is Rainbow Six has male hostages and why they weren't at E3. And the author goes on to write how, you know, they were showing this multiplayer mode of Rainbow Six, which looks awesome, where the bad guys have a hostage, a female hostage, and she moves around in a very realistic way. And when the terrorist or whatever, the kidnapper is got his arm around her and shuffling around, it looked really cool. It looked very realistic. So the article goes on to say that the developer said that they actually have male hostages too that you can play with in the multiplayer mode. And the author was actually upset that they didn't show this at E3.
This was something I was hearing while we were at E3.
Really?
Yeah.
People were upset about this?
Yes.
That there was a female hostage in the game?
Yes. There's the overall, there's that whole feminism thing going on with games at the moment.
Do they care, like, in Nintendo?
Everything gets this spotlight shined on it, like, for better or for worse, but it's
clickbait, though, in a way.
It's very possible.
Somewhat. I mean, it does exist in games.
Of course, but do people complain about, like, you know, saving the princess in Mario?
Yes.
Whatever the latest one
yes,
is.
Yes, they do. There. Yes.
Okay.
They definitely do.
But I mean, look, this game comes out in 2015. They have a message they want to get across. They have like a very short amount of the game that they're going to show now because the game doesn't come out for so long. So they're not going to show you the whole game. They pick and choose what they show you, like every single game does. And who cares if they don't show you the male?
Truthfully, it's more impactful with a woman hostage. That might like be some gender thing that's not appropriate to say, but it is the truth.
That's what the developer said.
You hate women, Shipwreck.
Right, exactly. I hate women, and I wish they were all hostages all the time in every game.
So you could save them in your sick male fantasy.
And oops, if you happen to miss and shoot the hostage by accident, oh well. No, but the developer said that. He like said they were looking for a certain level of empathy, and they just get that more if they use a woman. Anyway, whatever. The game looks great. But who cares? It's not coming out for so long, really. Like, come on. What else we got here? So Google had this big event, right? And they announced stuff that Wombat's really excited about.
They showed, like, watches and shit, right? Am I supposed to care?
No, they showed a console. They showed Apple, Google TV, a new Google TV.
Yeah,
that's going to play games like the Ouya. The Ouya is pretty excited about it, I know.
Don't care.
And Google and Razer are making their own Ouya.
Don't care.
Basically. Do you know what that is, what the story is with that ship? The their console, the Razer console?
Google and Razer, they decided to make a micro console.
That's it.
This is very informative.
Micro console.
That's all it says, actually. I just read the article.
Great.
Doesn't say anything. That's weird. I saw one weird thing about the Android TV. It says it's going to be directly integrated into TVs. You know, you'll be able to play games on it and do what you'd expect to do on something called Android TV. But Sony's going to be integrating that into their televisions. So isn't that a direct competitor to PlayStation Now?
Yes.
All right. Synergies. Okay. I mean, it seemed like a weird thing to do. You think people are going to really pay like $30 to rent some old Final Fantasy game for a week when they can get free-to-play games? Or just free games, rather, not free-to-play. What else we got here? Oh, Oculus acquired the company that designed the Xbox 360 controller.
Smart.
Because you need a controller for these games.
Yep.
So I guess, do you think they're going to be packaging their own controller in? Or adding it as a accessory?
I guess you don't have to with the Oculus, but it may not be a bad idea.
But games need it.
Oculus said that they were working on more projects, so it might be something altogether different. Might not be a controller.
They want to compete with Mad Cats, I heard. And they're going to be putting out a whole line of third-party controllers for, the glow-in-the-dark controllers with fans in them, I think, for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. That's where the money's at. What else we got here? Oh, we're on to the keg bag already.
Yes, we already. It's been an hour.
You're excited, Wombat, to be done.
I couldn't be more excited.
I got to get ready for my trip.
All right.
You got to
get it on.
SSJ Sam. Chris writes in and wants to know what we think of the Retron 5, mostly what Shipwreck thinks of the Retron 5.
I wish Amazon would send me mine.
Oh, it still hasn't come yet?
No.
She's a cheapie's a dick.
I didn't realize. No, honestly, I thought that it came. I didn't even think that it hadn't come. I tried it briefly, but I only have one game, and that's Shaq Fu, which a listener sent me.
Of course.
And I don't want to play Shaq Fu. It worked. It totally worked, and it looked good. I don't have any Genesis controllers, so I had to use the built-in controller that comes with it, which is shitty. What they should have done is said, forget, not even include a controller, because nobody gives a shit about that. Nobody's going to use that. And just send the cost savings on to the customer. It must have cost a few bucks to develop that controller and include it. I don't think anybody who's serious enough to buy that thing is going to actually use just a shitty wireless controller like that. So why even bother? Just put in some really small remote for operating the thing that costs nothing. And we're good to go. But it seems fine. I thought that I would be able to just take a SD card and load ROMs off it. You cannot do that. I'm very disappointed. Amazing. Someone's got to hack that so I can do that.
I've got all the games and all the controllers just sitting here waiting.
I know. I bought controllers. I bought Super Nintendo controllers or Super Famicom controllers.
But you can't use those with Shaq Fu, right?
No.
Because it's the Genesis game?
Yeah. I didn't even bother trying. But it seems fine. Just the controller thing was just sort of like a busted idea. What is this guy's name? Kartikeya writes in and asks, what do we think about Evolve leading the E3 Critics Awards nominations?
I'm surprised.
It got a lot of buzz. I mean,
I know, but I don't get it. And maybe it's me, but I really don't get this game. I don't get the appeal. I don't see it.
It's got that Left 4 Dead thing going for it.
But even Left 4 Dead wasn't, Left 4 Dead was really cool at the time. I think it was different. I don't think that, but that was also, it was co-op, but it wasn't, it was one-sided. It was all multiplayer co-op. It wasn't multiplayer co-op, and the other person had to be user controlled, so you could kind of jump in, jump out, and it gave it kind of a little bit more of a tail. I think the fact that all five characters in this game need to be controlled by a human being might hurt more than help. I think that in today's day and age of AAA titles, where you have games coming out like a Destiny or even a Far Cry 3 or,
Four.
What are the plethora of other things coming out this year that seem like larger packages, this feels like something that's a mode in a larger game.
Aha.
And I don't know if that's $60 worth of video game anymore. I think Titanfall is the example. I don't think Titanfall was $60 worth of video game.
No,
as someone who spent $60 on Titanfall, didn't feel like $60 worth of a video game. This has less content.
How do you know that?
Well, it has less content in the sense that, what is it? It's six maps and six monsters? Isn't that what they said it was going to be? Or am I making that up?
I have no idea.
I don't know. You've made up a lot of numbers this episode, so I'm not sure.
I have made up a lot of numbers. It doesn't feel like enough that it's just, there's no...
I hear ya.
Your character doesn't carry over. You're not leveling it up. You're not doing anything. There's no story. It's just jump in, jump out, 30 minutes
in this game? Are you sure?
To 2 hours. There's leveling within the match. But it doesn't like carry over. If you fully level up a character, you don't get to use it the next round. Unless they change that.
The different classes and everything. Not the monsters, but different stuff you could apply to the monsters because you could choose which.
Yeah, I'm saying you could choose, but it's only good for that round.
I hear what you're saying. You're not wrong. I'm surprised that it got so many E3 Critics Awards, but I don't even know what that means. What are the E3 Critics Awards? Who cares?
I think it's from people who do the thing with the
critics.
Yeah, the critics.
All the heads of the five families.
All the heads. Yeah, the heads of the five families.
Five families meet together in an Italian restaurant.
I mean, it looks like it's a fine game, and it's nothing against it's nothing against Turtle Rock. I'm sure they're all very nice people. The game just doesn't appeal to me, and it feels it feels like a mode of a larger game.
I think the reason it gets has gotten so many nominations and everything is that it is easy to point to and say that game is different. Whereas a lot of what we saw and what we liked was all sequels and kind of known gameplay types.
True.
Where this is kind of, people are voting for the idea that this game could work. Same thing with like No Man's Sky. It stands out as something unique.
Yeah. So it's going to get attention. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I agree with you on that. It does seem lacking in content these games that, you know, look at Destiny, what you get for $60, and look at that. I mean, yeah, it's two different packages completely. Yeah,
it doesn't mention how many monsters or maps are on there. So I don't know where I got 6 and 6 from. Maybe I heard someone say it, or maybe someone just questioned that at the event, and they were like, at the event being E3. But they've only announced two more.
The final appointment of a week of E3 that you're trying to remember numbers from.
Exactly.
Right. The only thing I know is there are a lot of people watching that Evolve tournament on the last day of E3 at the last hour of E3.
I'm not saying that the game isn't interesting.
I heard you. I agree with you. You don't have to argue. Okay. Maybe they were just there to see Jessica Chobot.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It just lacks meat for $60 as far as I'm concerned.
Jessica Chobot?
She doesn't lack any meat. Want, want. Okay, that's terrible. I apologize.
All right. On that
I publicly apologize.
To everybody.
Yeah.
Where are we here? Let's follow everybody on Twitter. GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, Video Game Deals, @VideoGameDeals. Also, GoDaddy. We have those coupon codes in the show thread if you want to see them. We have a channel on audioboo.fm right now if you want to find the CADcast channel. And you can get the episodes through there as well. And maybe we'll do some real, like, solo audioboos at some point. Maybe. Anything else? Is that it? All right. See ya.
Bread's done.
You can imagine they're from another world. Mighty robots disguised as mighty vehicles. You can pretend only you and the friendly GoBots can save the Earth from the enemy GoBots.
You're trapped, Turbo.
Leader wanted to rescue.
They hide among us as earthly vehicles, but you can change them into robots, each sold separately.
Take this, Psycho! Now who's trapped?
GoBots. Leader 1, Turbo, and Psykill, each sold separately. New.